A group of 180 bus supervisors walked off the job on Monday morning for 48 hours over wage discrepancy between other supervisors in the transit system. Buses were pulled off routes and the C bus was shut down at 3 a.m. that day, with service expected to return Wednesday. In a service update issued on Tuesday afternoon, TransLink said, all bus and C bus services will resume on Wednesday, January 24. Service will begin at 3:30 a.m. and may take some time to return. Full service is expected to resume by 5 a.m., according to TransLink. None of the SkyTrain locations are being disrupted by the strike action as of Tuesday evening, but the union representing striking bus supervisors has scheduled a meeting to determine if members can picket outside SkyTrain stations. While at the table, Coast Mountain Bus Company, CMBC, claims it offered CUPE Local 4,500 members a 13.5% increase over 3 years, starting from January 1, 2023, when the old three-year contract expired. That brings a transit supervisor's salary to $104,886, from $92,415. The company says the union's offer is a 25% increase, to a salary of $115,477. When it comes to the job descriptions, there are many different qualifications and roles between a CMBC transit supervisor and the SkyTrain field supervisor. CMBC provided the details of each job. The union is asserting that CMBC transit supervisors should be paid the same as SkyTrain field supervisors, says a spokesperson with CMBC. While both roles are important to ensuring each aspect of the transit system, buses or SkyTrain, move smoothly, they are materially different roles. The main difference between the roles as pointed out by the employer is that SkyTrain field supervisors are directly responsible for managing approximately 30 employees each. They are responsible for hiring and disciplining employees and participating in employee grievances. CMBC transit supervisors do not directly manage employees nor do they participate in grievances. Their role is to provide guidance to transit operators as needed and to coordinate the smooth running of transit services in the field, according to the employer. The CUPE collective agreement does contain the option to engage in a job evaluation process, which is the normal way to evaluate differences between roles, says the spokesperson. CMBC transit supervisor. 2 years of experience as a bus operator required. Grade 12 graduation or equivalent education required. Unionized position. Job description. Acts as frontline supervisory contact for transit operators in the field. Monitors bus service, schedules, and frequencies. Makes decisions and recommendations to change bus running times to ensure continuity and frequency of service. Provides advice and input to scheduling staff on route schedule changes. Responds to requests for on-site incidents and accidents involving transit customers, operators and vehicles. Providing on-site support service for motor vehicle accidents. Assisting with service restoration following disruptions due to fires, downed wires, serious traffic blockages, snow conditions, road closures, SkyTrain and commuter rail shutdown, etc. Provides advice and assistance to passengers regarding routes and schedules and handling on-site complaints. Enforces transit policy and practices. Provides advice to and assists transit operators in the interpretation and understanding of rules and regulations. SkyTrain field supervisor. 3 years of supervisory experience in an operational service capacity required. Post-secondary diploma including labor relations, conflict resolutions, supervisory techniques, or related field education required. Exempt management position. Job description. Identifies potential performance problems. Reviews corrective measures with employees, recommends discipline or suspension, participates in grievances related to discipline and escalates as required. Authorizes and approves staff overtime for last-minute absences or work requirements. calls out replacement STAs, SkyTrain attendants, on evenings, weekends and holidays as required. Coordinate staffing plans. Dot for events. Reviews payroll discrepancies and authorizes as required. Responds to employee complaints in an expeditious manner. Participates in the recruitment and selection of employees. Conducts probationary examinations for new STAs and makes recommendations for training or suspension as required. Investigates customer complaints involving STAs. Implements action items and/or discipline with STAs involved. Transit operators and drivers wrapped up in the transit strike have had to sacrifice wages. A Unifor Local 111 letter to its members reads, "We know everyone is upset about sacrificing possibly 2 days' worth of wages, as well as the lack of information," adding that executives share those feelings and are currently involved in many discussions happening at the labor board. Unifor Local 111 represents more than 4,000 Metro Vancouver transit operators.